A bill to stop new teen drivers from using their cell phones behind the wheel is, yes, back in gear. It had been stuck in the House Rules Committee with the former chairman refusing to hear it. But Representative Phil Lovis has since resigned from the legislature to take a job in the Trump administration, and SB 1080 cleared the panel yesterday. For more on this, I'm joined by Michelle Donati, communications manager for AAA Arizona, which has been advocating for this bill. And Michelle, I imagine you're pleased it's moving again.
We are very excited to see this bill on the move again. It advanced out of the Rules Committee, so some really good news, because we believe that this bill has the potential to make Arizona roads a whole lot safer.
How much safer do you think this bill could potentially make the state's roadways?
Well, you know, Arizona is one of two states that does not restrict novice drivers from using a mobile communication device like a cell phone. And we've been pushing this issue now for 6 years at the legislature. So we know that the current GDL law that's in place, AAA also pushed for that, and we know it's proven to be effective. But we know that there's still room to improve our existing law, because motor vehicle crashes remain the leading cause of death for all teens. We know that other states that have adopted a wireless device component to their GDL laws have seen even further effectiveness from those laws. So we believe by putting that restriction in place here in Arizona, Arizona would also reap the benefits of making those teen drivers safer, instilling those habits as they're learning to drive so that they can continue them once they get through their graduated driver's license phase and into their full licensure.
Yeah, are you convinced that teen drivers aren't just going to put the cell phones down during the prohibition that this bill would call for, and, you know, the day after start texting while behind the wheel again?
Well, you know, laws often reflect the values of a society, and we know that there is overwhelming support for this initiative. We know that almost 9 in 10 Arizonans support strengthening the state's GDL law to include a wireless communication device like a cell phone. We also know that, you know, when we are looking at teen drivers and looking at why they are at a particular risk for using a cell phone while driving, it's because they are young and they are inexperienced. So if we can get them to learn how to drive without using the cell phone, the hope is that we will help create a good and a safe driving habit, and that they'll continue that habit beyond the period that this legislation proposes.
How do you go about tracking how effective a law like this would be? I mean, it's that old conundrum of you can't really tell how many lives seatbelts save, because you can't tell how many crashes didn't happen. So, I mean, how do you go about saying, yes, this law has been this effective, or, you know, it has maybe saved this many lives, prevented this many accidents?
You know, we look to our safety stakeholders. We look to partners like the Emergency Nurses Association. We look to ADOT. We look to a number of outside partners that look at and analyze crash data. And those partners can help tell the story and to really show us how effective these laws and the potential lives that could be saved by passing and adding and strengthening our GDL law that this legislation would ultimately help.
Assuming this bill is passed by the legislature and signed into law by Governor Ducey, would you continue to advocate for a fuller texting while driving ban as you have in the past?
You know, our focus right now as an advocacy organization is on the GDL component. And, you know, once this, and, you know, fingers crossed that once this gets signed by Governor Ducey, our efforts would shift to helping to educate the motoring public on this bill and on this new law. And that's a big part of what AAA does. So in addition to working at the legislature to help educate our lawmakers on the different issues impacting our road safety today, it's also a part of our mission to educate the motoring public to make sure that once laws are enacted, the public knows about them so that they are following them. And so you can see some of the work we've done on that since the move over law has been passed. We're very vocal in terms of reminding motorists on a very regular basis about the move over law. And so we would be doing the same thing with this GDL extension. And once again, hopefully it does make it through and it's strengthened, we would be working to educate the public, not only parents and families, but also we're very involved in working at different high schools, and so we'd be working to really spread the word about it and make sure teens know about it, and just in hopes to reduce their overall risk on the road out there.
All right. Michelle Donati with AAA Arizona. Michelle, thanks a lot.
Thank you.